Hi, this is a discussion for DIANH20. Data path is 3-15-59, data path current 7-27-2021. The session returns for a follow-up today on 3-8-2022. The patient was initially injured in an automobile accident The patient was initially injured in a work-related injury where she was impacted by a high load that collided into her neck and to the left shoulder, leading to a pain for all this length. The initial accident happened on 7-27-2021, and the patient has a continuous inability to be able to walk. The person was working at a food industry, F-O-R-G-E. There was a work-related accident where her left hand was resting on a steel bell and it was impacted by a high load that collided into the bell, leading to her having injury. The MRIs that were subsequently done were found positive for her trauma. There is a minimal supraspinatus, infraspinatus stenosis, mild AC joint osteoarthritis for the shoulder MRI on the left side. In the cervical environment, there is a with the injection treatment. She mostly has wanted conservative treatment with the therapy, heat, and
she showed her pain in the shoulder area
so much that she cannot lift it beyond 90 degrees. Neck pain is around. And then
the
doing work, and she seems like, you know, I'm doing the same, looking at her. Life are affected 7, mood is affected 6. Patient so far in all her symptoms, and her case is about to be resolved. Anyway, and she doesn't want any neck injections so far for cervical epidural that have been discussed with her based on the MRI findings. She does want injection to the shoulder area as it is quite painful. There is a trigger point also noticed today. And the pain and numbness patient has a stiffness of the neck and the left shoulder as well as she has also has a pain in the neck, back pain, and difficulty walking. She is using a walker to walk with today, and she's not working. In the GU, there is nausea. In the GU, none. Respiratory, short breath. The pain is now worsened due to severe cold. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Last 30 days, pain has remained the same, in fact, it's slightly more worse. Substance abuse, none. Compliance, the patient is using medications in a full compliance. Physical examination reveals the problem. Blood pressure 104 over 36. And the next exam will be from the previous visit, which is notification number 0109-018. Please add that there is a trigger points noticing in the upper fibers with trapezius muscles on the left side, besides tenderness of the supraspinatus infraspinatus tendons on the left side. The range of motion of the shoulder is limited to 90 degrees. Hacken Kennedy test, speed test, near test are found positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was negative, and the arm drop test was negative. The patient wanted an injection and they have been provided to her. She just wanted the therapy that has been ordered 2 times per week on the affected areas, which include neck and the left shoulder. And she has been placed on a light duty job, which is 7 hours, 7 days, with 7 pound lifting limit.
Thank you.
her are as follows. You provided two injections. One is in the trapezius muscle, trigger point injection at the left trapezius at the junction of the neck to the shoulder. Plus infraspinatus stents. Obviously, there is a trigger point present at the left trapezius with the extreme spasm of the entire muscles on the left side. And there is also a MRI evidence for supraspinatus infraspinatus tendinitis, tendinopathy. Both of these require injection to reduce the pain. Patient seems like in severe pain, has been in pain for a while and has not got better with the physical therapy and pain gels and pain medications. The injections were done according to the protocol with the neck area and the shoulder area being exposed, the area being cleaned with alcohol and betadine. After achieving the assess, the injections were carried out after marking these areas for the trigger point at the left trapezius muscle at the junction of the shoulder by using 3cc syringe with dexamethasone and marking. Similarly, the supraspinatus infraspinatus tendon was also injected, marking, and the patient reported complete relief. The patient was thereafter discharged.